If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 137 tonight. Psalm 137. I have preached from this psalm before, and again, forgive me for preaching from this. I just couldn't print out my notes for tonight, so I'm preaching from my laptop here tonight. But preach from this psalm before, but really, as is true with any portion of God's Word, really, there is so much that we can learn. You could preach on a passage, you know, a million times and never exhaust all that God has for us. And so some of this might be a little repetitious to some of you, maybe not, but Psalm 137 says this. It's an interesting psalm. It says this. It says, "By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows, there we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, 'Sing for us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?' If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, 'Lay it bare, lay it bare, down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall he be who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rocks.'" Now, I know what you're thinking as I open up this text of Scripture. I know what you're thinking. Why on earth? Why on earth, Pastor, did you bring us to this passage? Why did you bring us such a depressing passage? It's depressing. It's dark. Why bring us here on our Thanksgiving praise service? Why on earth would you bring us to this passage that is so depressing and ends in such a horrible way? Why would you do this? That's a good question. And the answer is, I bring us here because it's 2020. Okay? I bring us here because it's 2020. And it's been a crazy, crazy year. Just insane. And again, if you haven't noticed, a lot of things have changed since COVID-19 has struck us, became a part of our lives. Many things have changed. The way that we interact with one another has changed. You know, I was in the store today, going out and buying some last-minute Thanksgiving stuff, items, different food and stuff like that, and I kept apologizing to the person. I kept bumping into people, and I kept getting within, like, that six-foot range of people. Have you ever found yourself in the store, and you get, like, in that six-foot range of people, and you're kind of like, oh, listen, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I was, like, super close to somebody, but, like, you're, like, within, like, that distance, and you apologize. I mean, again, I can never imagine this. I can never imagine this, but, you know, 8-9 months ago. Never imagine having to go into a store and having to go there early to buy toilet paper, right? Is there a toilet paper shortage again? Is that what they're talking about now? Toilet paper shortage, I guess, again, whatever. So the way that we interact has changed, all right? The way that we dress has changed, right? You know, you wear a little mask pretty much wherever you go. I mean, when you're around people, when you're in church, and when I'm not preaching, these kind of things, you wear it. You know, again, have you ever forgotten your mask? Has that ever happened to you? You go to the store, and all of a sudden you walk up to the door, and all of a sudden you get to the door, and you're like, oh, nuts. I forgot my mask. I got to turn around and go back. Has that happened to you? It happened to me a million times. You know what I mean? You got to do that walk of shame. The way that we dress has changed. The way that we worship has changed. It just has. Never in my entire life would I imagine having to worship through the means that we have been worshiping through the past month, the past few months. Could never imagine preaching, standing on a hay wagon for Easter Sunday, right? With a FM transmitter, right? You know, you remember that? You know, having to get all my amens from the beeping. You know what I mean? I got more amens during that service than I have in, I think, in my entire preaching, you know, service, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, you know, more amens, people beeping and everything else. I can never imagine doing that in the past 8 months. I can never imagine having to hold literal tent meetings for an entire summer outdoors. Can you imagine that? Was that on our agenda? No, it wasn't. And praise God for good weather throughout the entire summer, right? Never imagined having to minister to people through all of the just amazing political divisiveness that we have felt over the last year. Have you ever felt anything like this in your entire life? The political divisiveness between people? Imagine being a pastor during all of this and having to guide people and having to give guidance to people on both sides of the political spectrum. And the imbalance and the lack of thought and the lack of love and indeed the lack of Christian maturity on both sides has just been astounding to me as a pastor. It's been absolutely astounding to me to have to deal with. A lot has changed, has it? It has. Seems like the world has been turned on its head and nothing is recognizable. And that's exactly what was going on with the Israelites in Psalm 137. Exactly what was going on. Psalm was written right after the foreign nations had come and taken the Israelites captive. And again, it was written during a time when all the comforts of home, the comforts of being in Jerusalem, as verse 4 stated, they had been taken from them. Been taken from them quickly and violently. Foreign nation had come and taken them by force. Psalm was written from a heart of mourning and indeed weeping, verse 1, it says. Weeping for all that they had lost and indeed all that had changed. And again, we see in this psalm, we see the hopelessness as the people of God, they wished such ill upon those people that had taken them captive, that had been responsible for changing their particular circumstances, that they actually wished that the children of their enemies, that they would be dashed against the rocks, verse 9. Can you believe that? It's amazing. Their circumstances had changed. And so they cry out to God. They cry out to God in this psalm. They cry out to God in verse 4. It says, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How shall we sing the Lord's song when things are changing all around us in a way that we have never felt before? How can we worship God in this strange place and in these unfamiliar circumstances? There's no way that I can sing the Lord's song in this crazy times, right? There's no way that I can worship God when things aren't exactly the way that I am familiar with. There's no way that I can sing the praise to God when He's seen fit to take away everything that is so dear to me. When He has seen fit to take away my rights. When He has seen fit to take away my freedoms that I have enjoyed. In this particular case, in the kingdom of Israel, right? Does that sound familiar? It should. It should sound very familiar. And so, folks, I'm just going to tell you something. That we are living, as I've said before, we are living in strange times. You know, as the great theologian Bob Dylan once said, right? The times, they are a what? They are a changing. Okay, they are. We're living in days that you will not recognize. You are living in days that you will not recognize. We're living in a land in many respects that you will not know. The nation of Israel was experiencing this in Psalm 137. When they were used to things being in a certain way. They were used to things being living in a certain fashion, with a certain amount of comforts in their life, with the ability and the freedoms to be able to do what they wanted and to be able to worship the way that they wanted to in the ways that they were accustomed to. And yet what happened? God took that away in an instant. God took it away. God took away their nation. God took away their land. God took away their wealth and their belongings and everything that they held dear. God took it all away. And thus, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can we sing the Lord's song when so much has changed? How can we sing the Lord's song? How can we worship Him when things are so strange to us? And again, the same question could be asked of us today. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land, right? We're living in a strange land. How can we praise His name despite all that has been going on around us? How can we be thankful? How can we be thankful? And I'm glad that we spent some time going over what we're thankful for tonight, but how can we be thankful? You know, again, this is Thanksgiving, right? I mean, how can we be thankful in such weird and indeed strange times that we are living, right? Well, to answer that question, I'm going to ask you another question. How can we not sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can we not be thankful in the land that we are living, right? Can I ask a question? If you're in Him tonight, I'm going to assume that you're coming out on a Wednesday night service on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm going to assume that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. Do you not have salvation in Jesus Christ tonight? Do you not? If you are a true Christian tonight, are you not justified through the payment of your Lord Jesus Christ? Every single one of your sins being paid for, being as far as the east is from the west. Do you not have a home in heaven, believer? Do you not? Are you not saved through Jesus Christ tonight? The Israelites of old, they missed out on the fact that being chosen of the Lord, being one of his people, and it enables you to have a joy that is not dependent upon your circumstances. That if you have Jesus Christ, that if you are a chosen vessel of God's grace, you have everything. You have everything to be thankful for. Amen? You do. And so being able to worship God and to praise God is not dependent upon whether or not things are comfortable or not. They're not dependent upon whether or not, you know, things are the same. Being able to sing the praise of God is not dependent upon whether or not your surroundings are familiar or the circumstances are all what you're comfortable with. It's not dependent upon whether or not you're in a foreign land or a familiar land, in a strange land or in one that I am, you know, very well known, right? It's not dependent upon that. Worshiping God is dependent upon Jesus Christ, who, by the way, never, ever, ever changes. Amen? He never, ever changes. Being able to sing the Lord's song is dependent upon only whether or not you have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Being able to worship God happens despite your circumstances. Why? Why is this? Because in Jesus Christ, your sins have been forgiven. Because in Jesus Christ, you have everything. You have eternal life. You have forgiveness of your sins. You have the hope of eternal life, as I said. And thus, tonight, you know, we ask the question as we come together tonight for Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving. No doubt you're going to sit around your Thanksgiving table tomorrow and Lord willing, you're going to ask that question. Right? What are you thankful for? A lot of times that's what we do when we go around the Thanksgiving table, right? What are you thankful for? You all share. What are you thankful for? And so I ask this tonight, is that in all of our ever-changing circumstances that are going on in 2020, and COVID-19 and all the things that are going on tonight, is your thankfulness tonight dependent upon your circumstances, or is it dependent upon Jesus Christ? Can I ask a question? If God took away everything from you tonight, if you still had Jesus Christ, would that be enough for you? Would it? Or not? And I pray that for myself. I pray that Christ would be my everything. I pray that he would be your everything. I pray that if you have nothing else, if God takes away your wealth, if God takes away your home, if God takes away your children, if God takes away everything from you, if you have Jesus Christ, that he would be enough. I pray that. I pray that regardless of our circumstances, that in Christ, that we would have everything to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. Amen? I pray that no matter what happens in regard to COVID-19 or in regard to our nation or in regard to our families or our personal situation, that if we have Jesus Christ, that we would have enough to be thankful for all eternity. I pray that for you. I pray that for me. And so again, as you gather around that Thanksgiving table tomorrow for Thanksgiving, be thankful for Christ, for Jesus Christ and the salvation that he has provided for you above and beyond everything else. Amen. I'm going to leave you with these words from Brother Martin Luther. He said this, "We are such weaklings and suffering martyrs, quote unquote, when even our leg hurts, or a small sore swells, that we can fill heaven and earth with cries and howls, grumbling and cursing. We do not see what a tiny evil such a small thing is compared to the countless blessings that God provides. Snorers that we are, God lets us experience these minor troubles so that we might be awakened from our sleep, from our deep sleep, and be driven by knowledge and realization to consider what would happen if the greater and countless blessings present to us disappear because God's favor in Christ turned away from us." And so I would pray this again. May Christ be the source of our thanksgiving this year. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Let's pray tonight. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. I thank you so much for Psalm 137. I thank you, God, so much for all that you provide for us in Jesus Christ. God, help us to be a grateful people. Help us to be a people who are satisfied in you. God, I pray that for myself. I pray, God, that no matter what happens, God, we have experienced a very strange and weird year this year. God, it's unfamiliar. It's strange. In many ways, We ask the same question as the Israelites so long ago. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? God, give us that song to sing in Jesus Christ. Give us that joy. Give us that thankfulness in Christ and in Him alone. Lord, I pray that for me. I pray that for my brothers and sisters as we go from this place. God, as we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, God, and we gather around the table with friends and family, God, may we be thankful for Christ and for His salvation above and beyond all things, I pray. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.